From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Democrats are flocking to San Antonio to kick off the state party convention today. In Dallas, Donald Trump supporters and protesters will rally at 7 tonight at Gillies in the Cedars area just south of downtown. Before that, though, Trump will hit up GOP donors for campaign cash. Texas has a long history as a piggy bank for political candidates, both Democrats and Republicans. TCU political scientist Jim Riddlesberger says that's because so few races in the state are competitive.
National Republicans come to Texas, National Democrats come to Texas, because they know that the money bags in Texas are going to be interested more in the outcomes of national campaigns than they are in state campaigns that are largely already predetermined.
Donald Trump is working to get the Republican donor class to open up their wallets, but Riddlesberger says that's tough after Trump has alienated the establishment.
There's some real question as to whether they're going to back the national candidate or instead invest their resources in keeping the Senate and keeping the House, which may in fact be vulnerable if the Trump campaign does not pick up momentum.
Riddlesberger says Trump is at a crucial juncture and he'll need an infusion of cash to build the kind of national organization that can rival Hillary Clinton's.
The problem that Donald Trump has is that he hasn't done any of the investment of time or resources in building any kind of a national grassroots campaign. And at this late date, he faces real challenges in getting that done.
Protests are planned outside Trump's fundraiser and the rally that follows. The Trump campaign struggled to find a venue for tonight's event. Both Irving and Grand Prairie turned him down. After violence at Trump rallies in other cities, the Dallas Police Department practiced riot response yesterday. Videos posted on Twitter by WFAA show officers in riot gear and plumes of tear gas. One rally organizer, Domingo Garcia, says those protesting Trump will stay peaceful.
He's probably the most hated man in America right now. But he has a right to say his hate, and the haters have a right to support their main hater in chief.
Garcia says his organization has rented buses to get protesters to the rally. They've been told to wear white and carry only American flags. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.